Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, fire sale! Hey everybody, and welcome to the very last episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Today's topic is foreclosure.
Aww.
When things come to an end, your business is...
Can you tell me what that means?
Shutting down.
I know, like... There's more to it than that, isn't there?
It's like you go out of business.
You're not
very
successful.
It's like your business isn't making money, so you have to fire everyone and fail. Fuck off.
Your business is in the shitter.
Yeah.
Everybody's...
You're living off credit for like 3 years, hoping that it's going to turn around.
You get actually closed, don't you? Foreclosure is you get closed down.
Closed down.
Because you're in too much debt.
You're in too much debt. You've maybe even gone to the mob. You're in that much trouble.
Yeah.
And things have got to come to an end. It's a scary time in any business's life when, you know, the creditors come knocking on the door, the tax man's got to take everything back.
Yes.
How do you deal with it? How do you get rid of everyone in your company? How do you announce it, I think, is the first.
I would just do it like a Band-Aid.
Just be like...
Just go for it. Be like, sorry, we're fucked. You're all fired. Bye.
Sorry, we're fucked.
You can't do that.
No, you'd have to. You get nothing else.
Would you do it slowly? Would you go... Each individual.
I would probably use more words.
That's true. I imagine, Ryze, it's like the last of the company's money. You've organized like a bit of a. Everyone's like, why are we at this fancy dinner?
And
tink, tink, tink. We're all fucked. You're all fired.
So,
right around.
Drink up, eat up.
I have not paid for the champagne. I'm doing a runner.
Well, that's the classic, isn't it? The classic is take the last $1,000 out of the account or the last $1,000 bit of credit that you're going to get from anywhere in the world, book a plane ticket and end up in, you know, Tahiti or somewhere on the beach in your board shorts and you go,
Oh, well.
Where is he?
Where'd he go?
That's what they do.
That is. That's what you sometimes...
Now you see me, now you don't, you know?
You got to deal with the rest of the money. And it leaves everyone in the lurch.
Wasn't there like a famous... What's his name, that guy? And he nicked off to Spain or somewhere.
Yeah, Scase.
Scasey. Did he go to Spain?
Yeah. He sounds like a runaway guy, doesn't he?
Scase.
He may as well be a Scase.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Scase Scarpered, mate.
Somehow the most flaky name I've ever heard. What are the kind of things that will send a business into, you know, foreclosure? I guess it's debt, isn't it? It's just you've stopped making money.
Yeah, you stop selling stuff, or you're selling stuff too high, or you're outbid by your competitors. It can be anything, really.
Something changes in the economy that changes.
All of a sudden,
you become obsolete. Maybe what you were making is no longer necessary.
Yeah, people are not buying yo-yos anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't they?
Well, not as many as they used to.
So your big investment in yo-yos, Jack, has just gone south, mate.
Sorry to just be so blunt about it.
That's the worst.
But that's exactly the sort of thing. I think, you know, left-handed forks are going to be the next best thing, you know? So you buy them.
What? All forks are both.
I know.
But if that's the idiot.
But you borrow $40,000 to put into left-handed
forks. Each one of them is like $30 worth. And someone goes, actually, this is just a normal fork I can get for $1 down the road.
God, I'm ruined. God damn it.
Special left-handed forks.
It's just a fork. What do you think?
Then I'm going to go to Tahiti, I think.
You're going to take the last thousand and fuck off. What do you think was the like nail in the coffin for the yo-yo guy? When he saw like another thing come out, he's like, yo-yos are done. I'm in the bin.
I think he'd probably just hadn't had a sale since 2003. Or yeah. He's just like, well, that's
they'll
it.
Come back.
No, they won't. They really won't.
Yeah, they do, though. They do come back. They do come back. You just have to wait. Like that poor lady who didn't wait long enough for the fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah, the fidget spinners was invented in the 80s or something. Yeah.
Is that right? They first came out in the 80s.
And this woman invented them and she patented it.
Right.
And for like 20 years or something. Yeah. And her patent ran out.
And she didn't renew.
She didn't renew, and like minutes later, everyone wanted them.
Yeah.
It's
always, you see those people who made these great inventions, they always try to make subsequent inventions, and they're never as good.
No.
It happens all the time. I like that you get one-hit wonders with musicians and inventors. That's very funny.
Yes.
Everyone knows them for one thing, but not the rest. Yeah. Well, there you go. So I guess investing in yo-yos or left-handed forks can leave you in the lurch. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's not that the yo-yos weren't good. It's just that people got sick of yo-yos.
Yeah, that's right.
They've done yo-yos.
They have their run. And
you've got to wait for the next generation who've never seen a yo-yo in their life. That's right. It's a fantastic thing.
This? It comes back. This is oh, my fucking God.
Tell you what hasn't been in for a while.
What?
Beyblades.
Yeah, Beyblades will come
back.
They
were cool.
I love Beyblades.
They were like a little
like a spinner,
but they had armor. And they were like sort of cool.
And the idea was that you had like a leash kind of thing that you pulled. And the fidget spinners, smacked into each other. The fidget spinners, the Beyblades. Sandspan's alumni Adam Carnevale was telling me that there's a trick to Beyblades.
What's that?
So normally you pull the cord, but if you push the Beyblade instead of pulling the cord, it's apparently a guaranteed win.
Because
give the Beyblade enough force to destroy the other Beyblade. But he was saying at his school, they attached razor blades to the Beyblades.
Ooh,
so it was real scary when one exploded because everyone was going to get gone. Yeah. But I guess those things come in cycles, don't they? Beyblades is just spinning tops.
Yeah.
Yowies have just come back.
Yeah.
But they haven't really.
No, they didn't come. They tried.
The Americans have just fucked them bad. And they don't make them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they're just
right.
a solid fucking toy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not right.
It's ridiculous.
The other way you can go broke, of course, if you're secretary for 40 years, Madge subtly invests all the embezzles all the money.
That's true. If you get embezzled.
By Madge.
Then you've trusted her all your life. She worked for your dad.
Screwing you under your nose the entire time.
Suddenly she turns up in a Merc. Madge,
what's this? Foreclosed bitch. And she drives off. That's another terrifying option.
Sometimes gambling.
Yeah.
You gamble your money away.
Yeah, that's another possibility. Yeah. What about like something goes wrong in the company? You get a bad name, like you release a bunch of
bad PR.
Exactly.
Yeah, that can destroy you. Mm. One bit of bad PR, you can't recover from.
No,
no matter
absolutely.
How good you confess that you are,
no you matter know, what, people will still know you as the company. Although, having said that, there was that brand of cars, and I don't remember which, but it was perfect for spiders for some reason.
Oh.
And they loved like a specific part of this car, so it was just kind of a fact of life that this car would gather spiders.
Right.
And everyone was like, that's
spider car.
That's not a good look for us. But they bounced back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't remember the brand of car. So
it must have been pretty easy to fix, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
It's not like every car is a magnet for spiders. But if this car is, it must be something they can change.
Yeah. It's funny to imagine them being like, if we want to stop this being a magnet from spiders, we have to start again from the ground up. The entire core design is too spider friendly. But bad PR can ruin you like that.
Yes.
I cannot remember the name of the car, but I know it exists.
Mm. Yeah.
And
who suffers with the foreclosure?
Well, kind of everyone. No one comes
all
out of it.
All the creditors do, because what will happen is you get what are they called? People who come in and kind of take over your business. What are they called now? Receivers or something. And then they'll look at all your balance sheet and who your creditors are.
Yeah.
And if someone's loaned you money, that person might get 3 cents in the dollar that they've owed you from whatever, fire sale of your business and your assets. And so they'll pay off the creditors that they think deserve it the most first. So people who are going to be starving or run out of food, and other creditors, the miss out completely. They just lose their money.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's
so the scary. Company becomes bankrupt.
Is it often a quick thing? Or is it you get time to prepare?
Are you I reckon that people must fight it till the end.
Oh, they do. Yeah
they'll be like, oh, that's what I mean about gambling. Like you go, oh, I've only got like 30,000 left in the bank. Maybe if I go to the pokies.
Well, so yeah, that's right. And that can happen. That's what people do in their businesses.
Go to the horse races.
It might be the business that they've had all their life or their dad's business or that they got passed on. So they don't want to lose it. And they keep thinking if they just do this, things will turn around. Next year will be
better.
Well,
there was that one guy that it worked for.
Who?
I forget who he was. I think it might have had to do with video games or something. But he basically took all of the money that the company had.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 30 grand.
Mm.
And he was like, cool. He took it to the casino. He went to the roulette wheel. And he bet it all on black or bet it all on white or something and just doubled it like that.
Wow. Right.
And he did it a couple more times. He got enough money. Then he was like, and we're out. He could have lost it all.
Yeah.
But he was just.
But that's so bad because that means everybody whose business is about to be foreclosed.
They get
like,
their 30 grand out and off to the casino.
For that guy. Good chance it'll work for me. There we go. And then you're in the lurch.
Yeah.
So Ryder, if he has to tell his employees that they're foreclosed, Ryder just does it with a fuck you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
How would you guys do it? I feel like I'd want to
go out with a bang.
Go in the bank, set the building on fire. Set the building on fire in such a way that like burned into the front lawn. Yeah. Like, we're fucked. We've been
I'm a coward, so I would send them all an email.
Oh, we do really?
Oh, an email. No. Imagine finding out you've been fired through an email.
Ah, that's terrible.
That's heinous.
Like, what's that? No,
I would say, you know, like there's a dinner on Friday night and it would be a nice email.
Jump down.
Wouldn't be Ryder's email, just written down.
Yeah.
CC to everyone, we're in the shit.
Yeah. So, but, you know, for me, like seriously, what I would have to do is like sell everything I've got and give my employees. I would probably try and keep the money away from the creditors and sneak it to the employees somehow, you know, because
like maybe use them
for you, you know, like
use the money to buy them all something
nice. Give them their last pay packet or whatever, or give them something.
Would you let them know that that's why they were getting all these gifts, or would you give them everything and then they're like,
let them know?
No, let them know
because then they're such a good boss.
Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking, I just use the rest of the money to take everyone to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then while we're there, I'm like, also.
Yeah. There's no return flight.
Whilst everyone's drinking rum and having a great time.
You know how we got here.
Got to make a little speech. Everyone's like, woo, best boss in the world. I'm like, okay, quiet down. So, bit of bad news. You might have noticed all your tickets were one way. Right. So.
Not only can't you get home, you haven't got a job when you get back there.
Also, the hotel's only paid up till tomorrow. Good luck, everyone. It's been a sick run. And then I drink the champagne and flee to another island. Yeah. That's maybe not the
You're
best way to
sweet.
Do it.
Sweet. Aren't you sweet?
What a good man.
You'd have to do that, wouldn't
what
you?
A good dad seriously. I picked.
Eh? Yeah. You picked an incredible dad.
But it's true.
But how would you do it?
Like, I don't know.
Because if you have such belief in your company and your product or whatever it is, it's very hard to walk away when your accountant's saying, you know, Mr. Bailey, these numbers don't look good for the next.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going, hey, your fingers are.
They look fine. La, 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 you don't know.
La, 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 la. What did
because
you say?
Because also, you know, so say with the left-handed forks debacle, that's on you. So maybe someone's like, actually, all forks are all-handed. You can't just be like, no. I got a
supplier. And he promised me.
The people with left-handed forks are the new big thing. That you cop it. But, you know, if your business is just going under just out of, you know, the way of the land, you still think it's a good idea. Like the yo-yo guy is surely not like, well, yo-yos do suck, so fair.
Yeah.
He's like, people will
He's
love
probably
you.
Dead, actually, the yo-yo guy. They've been around for a long time.
Let's go back to this left-handed fork. What fork do you use, your left hand or your right hand, use your fork?
I've figured out recently that I'm 100% ambidextrous with my knives and forks. I didn't even realize that until someone pointed it out. Someone made fun of someone else doing it, and then I realized I was doing it as well. But then I swapped. and it was just as good.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure it out now with pencils, but the problem is that my brain is like, no, 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 hold the pencil like a pencil. So before I was holding it like this, and I'm like, which one is, but yeah. I was just doing the pencil motion.
Yeah, yeah, you have to do this. What am I doing?
So hard.
But it's...
Flip it around, it makes it easier.
So do you hold your knife in the dominant hand or your fork in the dominant hand?
I think I hold my knife in the dominant
hand. Yeah, I think so, because that's the cutting. The fork is just for holding.
You need to have pressure to push down with your knife. Fork.
I just tried to flick it around.
Yeah, you can't. Chaos. You're not going to... Like...
So maybe there's something to left on the fork. Is perhaps the takeaway here. Maybe you shouldn't go on today.
So my ad will be a whole lot of left-handed people coming.
Yeah.
I've never eaten so well.
You don't like those... infomercials when they pick it up and like, whoa, what's going on? Forks flying around everywhere.
If only there was a fork designed for me. Then it's just you with like a storage container full of boxes of forks. They're going quick. What about
you? Know, just say, work. Right, you see a job in the paper, you go for it, and they say, okay, so we're a company that sells left-handed forks.
Right.
Do you want to continue with that interview?
You're just like, oh, do you?
I think at the spare of the moment, you wouldn't think about it too much. No. You wouldn't think, but hold on, forks are for everything.
Yeah,
you'd be
yeah.
like, this is interesting.
Left-handed forks, bit of an
idiot. Wonder how that works.
Yeah, they must know what they're doing. Yeah, they're in business.
Exactly. It must work out for them. Oh, cool. What about when, you know, your business is foreclosed? Do you start again?
You can do because you're bankrupt.
With right-handed knives.
You know, you're shut down for a certain number of years, which you remain bankrupt.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to trade or whatever under that. Or that if it's a company, it's divorced from the person. So
yeah,
you can and open up a new company.
The next day.
Yeah, the next day.
Ah, if you've got, we're
if,
back.
If you've got, if you've got the investors some other crazy venture.
What happens? You've got all your people that you left in Hawaii and you fly in the next day in a big jumbo jet.
Welcome back.
Have you ever seen a knife like this? We'll be throwing forks at you.
God damn it. Why didn't you just tell us you were going to do this? What's wrong with you? Yeah. Well, what is bankruptcy? I've never really had a good handle on it because it seems like... You're good. They're like, you're bankrupt.
Well, you can't. Well, you decide that you can't possibly meet your financial obligations, whatever they are, and you can declare yourself bankrupt.
Yeah.
It's an option when you can't pay your bills. Mm-hmm. You know,
so that wipes your slate clean. You don't owe anything anymore, but you can't earn over a certain amount of money for 7 years.
Oh, okay. Or you got to start to pay some of those bills back. Yeah,
Doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's fine. Plenty of people do it. However, if you then want a job, anything connected with finances or something, it's on your record. It's a bit like a criminal record. Yeah, you are now a person that's been declared bankrupt. So it's on your financial history.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to go for a loan for a house or something, they'll go scroll through things and say, okay, you were declared. They might want to know why you were declared bankrupt. Might not be your fault.
Invested in left-handed.
Yeah, well.
No way, I'm left-handed.
Who could have? Yeah, maybe the bank manager's left-handed. He's just hang on a minute.
You think you could invent a left-handed pen?
Well, no, that sounds like
trouble all my life.
What about if you go to jail for unrelated things? What happens to your company? Do you get foreclosed?
No, I don't think so.
I think you can own it. Someone else runs it for you while you're in jail. Yeah, and also, businessman jail's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And most of them probably run it from jail as well. Yeah, like, the guy comes in, tell them what to do, and he tells them what to do.
Yeah, at the little phone thing.
Yeah.
Businessman jail. What do you imagine businessman jail looks like?
I don't know. Very like business.
Executive suites and guys in suits.
What's his name? Bondi.
Yeah,
he went to dodgy dudes in Australia.
Yeah.
He went to jail, and I remember reading in a magazine, and there was all these pictures of his jail. Just looked like his bedroom.
Yeah.
Like a big bedroom, and it's comfy, nice.
That's great. Regular prison, debtor's prison, businessman jail. Those are your options for going away. Yeah. What about if your company's been foreclosed? So you're not the boss. I was going to be like, how do you feel? But clearly not happy.
Not happy because you might have been asked to take a sort of cut in your wage. You're not paid your full wage for a while.
Do you reckon you can tell when it's coming? Like rats on a sinking ship?
Know. Oh, you know. You know, yeah, you know. It's
do you put in less effort then?
Oh, yeah. You're not working at all.
Because you know.
This is going
down. What if you do that, you think it's fucked, and then you realize it's some huge, like, your boss has been acting all weird and scared because he's done something and it turns out to be amazing. Like, you get a raise and stuff, but you haven't done any work for the past 2 months.
Yeah, no, that's great.
You just misinterpreted your boss's signals because of some personal thing.
Nah.
And he's like, anyway, Rides, if you can hand in those reports to me, we can talk about that raise. Good, yep. How's the company doing? Fantastic.
No, I think the employees are the first to know. They can see the signs.
Yeah, you can see the writing on the wall when it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
they haven't had a customer for 4 weeks.
Nothing's been shipped.
The warehouse is full of forks.
You're like, well, I guess we're done. The worst thing would be being the employee and knowing it had happened before the boss.
Being like,
ooh, I think we're in trouble. And the boss no.
See, the boss is the one with all the belief, you know, because he's just... thinks that it's going to turn around, you know.
The boss is going to be the beacon of hope in that situation.
I think
if you're a boss, you've got to be a bit like a savior to the... You want people to look to you in times of need.
Yes.
You know, especially a time like that where you're getting foreclosed.
I'd love to be a boss.
Yeah.
I think you're probably going to have to be amazing.
The power.
Would it go to your head though, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, would your employees hate you?
No, I think they'd love me, but it would be like a...
Would they love you but fear you?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah.
Give me an example.
Yeah.
Well, I do good things for them, but if they fuck up, they're gone.
Okay. Right.
I'd be nice.
So you'd be blunt.
Strict.
You're not saying, listen, Gary, I noticed that the other day. You're like, Gary, you idiot.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't call your employees idiots.
No, you're not allowed
I can't
to.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Pretend you've got to fire me because we're getting foreclosed.
We've done this.
All right. That's fair. Well, I'll tell you, you're foreclosed.
Yeah, we've got
done that too, haven't we?
No, we're foreclosing.
Yeah. Hey, so you're... Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Bailey.
Yes?
I represent, I don't know, the tax man. I'm really sorry that I got to tell this to you, but your company is going to be foreclosed.
Why?
Unfortunately, you...
owe too much money.
Owe too much money.
They don't have any money to pay.
You've been gambling it away.
Yeah,
you're no longer at the pokies, at the machines, and it's just you're under. You're done. You're a cooked goose, mate. Sorry.
Well, what are my options though? What can I do?
You can just, I don't know, tell everyone to fire.
Is there any money left in the banks?
There's say $1,000 left.
I'll take that.
But usually it's at a time where there's definitely no money left in the bank, and you're kind of living off credit. So what the banks will give you a kind of line of credit or credit cards or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So you, as the boss, have gone out and got multiple credit cards to pay one off the other. And
you've heard sweet stories like where the boss is like you.
Yeah.
And he's going under, but he still wants to keep paying his employees and he's paying them with his credit card.
With his credit.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, surely the moment you're two credit cards deep, you're like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. You need help.
You pay off one credit card with another credit card. You're like, I'm borrowing money from Peter to pay Paul.
No good.
In the shit there. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
You never want to be in that position. What about ways of getting out of foreclosure? You can see it in the horizon. How do you stop it?
You've got to be a very good talker to the bank to get some credit, you know?
What about the mob as an option? We talked about that earlier.
You just don't.
You don't.
You don't. Yeah.
That's good. Because you know
it's not going to happen.
And like, you see once on... Go on, Rod. Sorry.
Like, once you've paid up, you're not really done, are you?
No, you're not. No.
You're like, sweet, my company's no longer getting foreclosed, and then fucking little Andy's like, no, you got to kill someone. Damn. Thought I got up and scot free. The idea of someone being so naive that they do a deal with the mob that they assume is as
if I had a good business, though, that was really booming, I'd get in with them.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd be like their...
Would you one cook of books, right?
Oh, yeah. If I could do books. It, not legally, but... safely.
But you don't want to get in there because of what you said.
Yeah. No, but I'm in as like a partner, not a... I'm not someone who's borrowed money. I'm like someone who's they've come to me.
They've come to me
and be like, I need to do a little dodgy things and use your company as a front. Can I do it? I'll be like, yeah, give me, you know, a little bit of this.
So if the organized mob came to you, the organized crime, if it was like, we need to use you to launder money. You'd be like, yeah.
If that, I'd see it as a compliment. They'd be like, your business is doing so great that we think we could easily use it.
That's you. You
and you'll get a hefty sum, you know, every month.
What about when you say, actually, I've had enough of this. I don't want to do it anymore.
No, I'll be fine. Or like, if I ever have to do that, I'll say it and then they'll, you know.
They'll say no. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They call the shots. No matter which way you go in with them, they'll call the shots because they're not with the law, you know. Like they really make their own law.
You're like, they'll love me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're basing this on. They'll think I'm such a great guy.
Yeah.
That they won't be like, right, so we need to do this. And you're like, oh, actually, that's a bit too far for me. And they're like, you don't really get a choice.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. And then they break your legs or whatever.
No, but they don't.
In your scenario.
You're going to have to get one of your employees to do the dirty work.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, your most skullduggerous employee. He's always cheating and stuff. It's got a little overtime for you, Dave.
I thought you were going to say, just in, when you know they're coming to break your legs, you're like, hey, Dave, you're promoted to boss. And then you leave. Who runs this joint? I guess Dave. All right. Meanwhile, you're on that island everyone's writing to.
I see myself as the big business guy, though, in the mob that they need.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's not the like slick guy. Yeah,
like the accountant.
If they break my legs, that fucks them up as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're the liaise between the legit world and the
I'm
skull,
their little
and
thing.
They need you to.
Your soul.
I'm Saul.
Yeah.
No, he was a lawyer.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any new soul.
But still, it was like that liaison between
the legit world and the mob world. Yeah. So they could do some things and he could get them off them.
Yeah,
that is good. But if things ever go to shit for you,
just
in your company, mob aside, you're in trouble.
I don't think they'll do anything. They'll want nothing to do with me.
But didn't Saul have to run in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because Walt fucked him over.
Walt might fuck you over.
Walt's the mob.
No, he's not. Gus
doesn't look like the mob, but he was pretty mobby in the end. He was a mob.
But he wasn't proper mob.
No, but I wish you luck, Rides, in being like, I think I have a system.
To crack the mob.
Why don't you go to the races and the pokies as well?
Yeah, a few people have tried
making this work. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's one option is the mob. Gambling, you know.
Well, that's a large ditch cry for
work, which
effort,
is great.
You know?
Actually, though, you really can't. Like you said before, you have all your business set up separate from you, separate name. You go bust one day. So left-handed Forks R Us goes bust.
Yeah.
The next day, left-handed Forks R U opens up.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, you got a little bit of background.
But isn't the problem so that nobody wants a left-handed
Fork? So you invest in the same thing.
It was just the name. For us. You know what? That us includes me. For you, the left-handed people. That's how we're making it work.
Yeah. The bank's not going to go for it.
You know what? I think you got something.
For us? What, me and you? I don't know. Oh, for you? As in me? Now maybe I'm interested. But you're right. For a more basic business, just bankruptcy, jump back in again with a brand new
like
one.
A bakery.
It's done all the time in business.
It's sad that your bakery
because it's
bankrupt.
Not you going bankrupt. Yeah. It's your company going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And people put their house in their wife's name so you can't sell your house. So you still got your big mansion, your Mercedes Benz.
And they hold company names that are just sitting there waiting for them to lose out on the company they're in. And it's already set up to jump to the next company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they might even, if they see that their company going bad, you got one company that you can see, okay, this is going bad.
It's getting rotten.
They siphon off and slowly sell and put funds in the other company name.
You always got to have a jumping off.
So it's ready to go, like a bankrupt.
Whatever.
Open
up a new.
Just ring up the sign writer, get the new company name and all, and then start again with whatever business.
I hope we've been doing that with It's Just Good Business.
Siphoning off into something.
I don't know.
Siphoning off into an actual company. And now that It's Just Good Business has come to an end, we're opening a bakery.
It's just good
bagels.
It's just good baked goods.
Just
good bagels.
Oh, there you go.
Can you, Ryder said before, he's talking about foreclosure with a bakery. Can a small business get foreclosed?
Yes.
Like a tiny business?
Yes.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's also good to do with a siphoning off with
a bakery. Do you ever think, how the fuck do things like bakeries make money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you sell a couple of rolls a day, it's gone. What the fuck?
They sell a lot of bread.
And water. That's what bread's made of.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Mm. It's all about.
Yeah,
flour make good money too.
Cheap shit makes the expensive shit.
Just put a bit of sugar with flour and water and you're set.
Mm. Yeah. I imagine an old nana who's making marmalade or something getting forklifts. He sells them down the sort of main street for $3.50 or something.
Kids on the lemonade stand.
the bank coming along. Nan.
We're going to have to freeze your assets and take everything.
Well, take this marmalade.
It's very funny with like a kid's lemonade stand and they're just like putting the lemonade in the back of the truck to take it to a warehouse somewhere. That's when the little kids just go back, like out the back, pull out a new lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Declaring bankruptcy is a lemonade stand. Also, I love these enterprising kids that loaned money to like make their lemonade stand even better. I mean, like,
The rough kids in the neighborhood, they'd be. Yeah, running out the money.
That's
finance the lemonade stand.
Right as the kid at the lemonade stand. It's like, if I become good friends with the bully kids.
And the lemonade stand people.
Exactly. I could be the perfect liaison between the two. Wedgie City. That's what's happening to you, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny all those little tiny businesses going back.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, those places on the side of the road that are like, we're selling oranges that we make. Some of being like, we're taking all this
pulling up their trees.
Chucking them in the back of a ute, going home. Nice try.
Oh, it can happen to any business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You make the wrong move.
You make one wrong decision and you're in the bin. But you just got to cop it. You just got to cop it on the chin, I guess. What about just like your business, not necessarily foreclosed, but it just comes to an end? Is it always like when your business is done, it's foreclosed?
Yeah.
Or can it just finish?
No, you can decide to wind up a business and
you've had your money. Success.
I think I'd do that. If
the
yo-yo
guy must have done
successful business and I was bored of it, I'd be like, I've got the money I need. Yeah. I'm set for life.
I guess
fuck
that's retiring, isn't it?
People probably sell them more than...
Yeah, that's true.
Then you just make an extra huge bit of money.
Yeah. You're like, look, there's an extra couple mil and I'm set for life.
Unless you've got a big name, it's really hard to sell whatever goodwill. They used to say you sell a business, which is not the products or the inventory. Mm. You actually sell the name, which is like the goodwill, and that used to be something. But unless it's a big name all over the internet or something, you haven't got any goodwill.
You're not going to be able to.
You know. So if you sold Sans Pants, I guess what goodwill do you have? Unless the employees go with it. I don't know. It's weird.
If you sold Sans Pants, what are you selling? It's just the name, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
And then you could open up Sans shirts and with all the same people.
All the same people, and we've made that.
You're
and
just then a little bit richer.
Sell Sans shirts and socks.
Keep going.
Sans shirts radio.
Make millions of dollars that way. Absolutely. The great thing about that is leaving all these people with like, God, that's just a useless name in our wake. Absolutely. Well, yeah, that's what you never want to go. You never want to get foreclosed. You always want to retire.
And then you do what you call liquidate your business. So that means you sell all the stuff and turn it into money.
Into nothing.
Yeah.
Fire a big ray gun at it until it's just ash. Liquidize.
Yeah, well, that's if someone gets the wrong idea.
So, we got to liquidate
the accountant says, I don't think it's a good idea. You liquidate your business.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure. I think that's the right move. Okay.
All the employees will be rushing out of there. What are you doing?
I don't know where I'm going to get any of that technology to do it. But all right, yeah, look, if you think that's the best move, I'll liquidate the place. Imagine sitting
here. And it's a funny word, isn't
it? It's hilarious.
For selling all your assets.
Because all I imagine is people typing away at a desk and then all of a sudden the whole building turns to water. And they're like, ah!
It's a financial term. It's called liquidity.
Oh.
How much liquidity you have in your business is how much actual money you've got ready to go to buy something or to do something with. And most businesses can be like asset rich or inventory rich, but but have really low liquidity.
That's interesting.
So they don't have much money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes so I know, I'm on this show because I know a lot about business.
Sometimes you learn something about business.
Why do you know about business?
From it's just
because I know a lot of things, right? No, I don't know why I know about business because sometimes
I'm
interested in words. Like, I'm interested in liquidity.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to say liquidity.
Oh, it's good. Love liquidity. Liquidity.
I knew you'd have a go. Yeah.
Liquidity.
Liquidity. Just say
I'm not going to say it.
You'll say it secretly on your own.
I know. I will hear him mumbling in the car. Liquidity.
Liquidity. Liquidity.
Liquidity. There you go. No, I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan of the word.
Not a fan of liquidity.
Echolalia. That's the best word in the universe. Echolalia.
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 I would like to use liquidity, like, say, you're out to dinner and someone says, you know, it comes time to pay, and you can say, you know, I'm low on liquidity or.
I haven't got a low liquidity at the moment.
I left my liquidity in the car.
I've got a little liquidity issue, you know. So.
You'll be like, you piss yourself? What do you mean? No.
Some people speak like that. They don't use real language.
Yeah, some people speak like that.
Yeah. Some people use
pains in the
like
ass speak like that.
Just ate in a thesaurus, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always loved it when you're doing an essay and you get one of those really good ones. You're like, yes, that's an A.
Yeah, fancy word. Yeah, you pull out a fancy one. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's
drop that on your English
that
teacher.
That mentality, like, that's an A. Like,
I always loved using in which.
In which. What about, did you ever go hitherto?
No, that's too far. That's too Shakespearean.
Where before? I don't remember so what is.
Therefore is a good one too.
Yeah, therefore is. Yeah.
And makes an
is
essay.
In which, is that one word?
No.
You're two words.
So it's a yeah.
Yeah. Some of these words are one word.
Oh, wherewithal's glorious.
Mm. Wherewithal.
You're going too far.
Too much?
Yeah.
You've got to hit that nice middle ground. But I love the mentality that if you use a fancy word in the essay, your teacher's going to be reading through and be like, oh, liquidity.
Hello.
Ooh, this
but they will. Yeah. I've read people's essays where they talk sort of like this and then this happened and it was like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hard to
use some fancy language.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're writing for your English teacher, cripes.
Absolutely. Well, can you if you're just liquidating, then you tell your employees it's not, it still sucks for them, yeah? Like,
well, you have to, because they're out of a job.
Do you pay them out?
But you might pay them out, plus you'll probably beholden to give them some sort of redundancy package. Because that's the killer for the boss.
Redundant. Here we go.
Yeah.
But if you what are we doing? Foreclose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and you have no money.
Yes, you can't give
nobody gets a redundancy.
They get nothing.
But
they
might be
the
first line of creditors that are paid off because now they're very disadvantaged. So whoever, it's the receivers that come in.
Yeah.
And so you get companies of accountants who are like receivers and they'll go into a thing. They will certainly take their money out of whatever's left of the business. Yeah. Don't worry about that. That's the first people who get paid is the receivers who actually divvy up what's left.
Who receive.
Who receive. And believe me, they receive.
They will get, they're the first vultures to the carcass, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what they are. Because it's usually full of lawyers and accountants. Mm. They don't work for nothing.
They
love money. So.
The employee comes out worse divorce. Oh, who doesn't love money? Money's great.
It's good.
But some professions love money more than others.
It's true. Yeah.
Like dentists. You think dentists like teeth?
No. Dentists like money.
Money.
No dentist's in it for the teeth. That's very true.
I love teeth.
I don't want to get paid. No, I'm just in it for the getting a look at teeth all day. That's what gets me up in the morning.
I'm suspicious of vets as well.
People like dogs.
Yeah, I think vets do like dogs. Yes, they do.
But they like money too.
Yeah. They probably like dogs
and
money.
Dogs and the money. Probably got a picture on the wall over the fireplace with a scale. dog and money. It's about even.
A dog with a big ruby in its mouth. That's a vet's happiest animal. Well, look, sometimes a business gets foreclosed.
Yes.
And when it happens, when it goes under, there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
You just got to cop it in the chin, be like, there you go. Yeah. Either tell your employees to fuck off or Give your employees what little money you have left. Take them to Hawaii and strand them.
See, I would not do that. Group what email. Dad does. Give the employees all the money. I take it all. It was my business.
Yeah, but yes. They worked hard for you.
Yes. They've worked hard for me. I've worked hard for everything.
Yeah, but it's your all flaky decision with the forks.
They can find another job. It's pretty hard for me.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Not really.
Well, I'm not going to work as a garbo. No, I'll take all the money we've got, all the assets that we remain. All the remaining shit is mine.
So all the pot plants are dead.
Yes.
A big garage sale.
How did you get here, right?
Well, I'm surprised that you're also shocked about that. If you've spent your whole life building this business from the ground up and then it gets fucked on, anything left is fucking mine. Like...
Oh, look, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to my silly old workers.
What did they ever do for you? Would you give them one thing each?
No.
What about just like...
I'd let them take their stuff.
The ashtray or the... like.
Yeah,
the...
you can have the water cooler, James. Susan, I guess...
Right, you guys should want get the water cooler. Oh, yeah.
You guys should get one here and chuck it over there.
Oh, I've always wanted a water cooler in here. Mm. It'd be amazing.
That's something that should have gone in the
office.
You didn't
need a fucking silly little vacuum cleaner that apparently doesn't do shit.
You could have got a water cooler.
Yeah, well, look.
You could have had refreshing ice cold water right here. But I don't. Instead, there's a vacuum cleaner out there doing nothing.
No, I'm with you. I didn't
bad
like the
business decision.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to the vacuum cleaner. That's the moment I knew he was here. I wasn't happy about him. Well, look.
Yeah.
We've had a good run.
It's a big... Yeah. Yes, we have.
We've had a wonderful 100 episodes.
100 episodes, how?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I haven't had 100.
What's 100 half hours? Oh, 50 hours.
Mm. Really? I'd like to know the business we started on and the business thing we ended on.
We ended on foreclosure.
Started one was a free cafe.
And we started with free a
free cafe. That's not a bad idea.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Mum.
Thanks for listening for 100 episodes, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We'll see you again sometime. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the last 100 episodes of It's Just Good Business. Unfortunately, that was the final episode, but don't panic just yet because the Bailey family will be back with a brand new podcast very soon. Hope you loved listening because we really loved making it. Till we see you again.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.